Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. And of course, this is where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum. And on today's show, we have Chris Sibico, and he's the co-founder of the HoloHolo app. And he's here to talk about the development of the app and what's it like to get on the bandwagon for the startup journey. Of course, Chris, I want to welcome you to Bite Marks Cafe. Bite Marks Cafe.
Hey, how's it going, Bert? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, thanks for joining me. Good to have you on. Good to have a chance to talk to, you know, a developer, kind of like neck deep in the startup world, and you know, you were primarily kind of in the tech sector prior to this, and then there was a point in time when you decided to go full on into the sort of entrepreneurial world. But I wanna give people a kind of a little context as to your sort of role or what you were doing in the sort of corporate tech world. And this is in when I first met you, you were working for GoDaddy. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how you spent your time working at GoDaddy.
Oh, actually, I started way back in 2014 as a designer in Boston working for PayPal.
Oh, okay, okay.
And yeah, and then back in 2017, I moved to Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
And then around 2019, I moved to GoDaddy. And then that's when, around 2021, that's when I moved to Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked remotely for GoDaddy. And that's where I met you guys.
So, you know, in a sort of typical tech work environment, you know, 2-3 years, and then you kind of jump from one place like, you know, PayPal, Venmo, and then to GoDaddy. Is that kind of this just a typical kind of growth pattern, like personal growth? You move from one to the other?
I think so. I mean, I look up to a lot of designers that have the same path. They started with, you know, from the very entry level up to becoming a director. And then at some point, it's either they go to a VP route and be and climb that ladder, or they start their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I choose the, you know, starting their own thing.
So during your stint at GoDaddy, I mean, you're in sort of that kind of like corporate environment, kind of making, I guess, having the decision to either go the management route or, and obviously you said that you were kind of more hands-on doing design work. Was there a point in time where you felt, okay, I got to make a decision because, you know, for, I guess, your own, whether it's development or your own kind of like sanity, this is something that you really wanted to pursue?
Yeah, I mean, when I was at GoDaddy, I was a director and was managing probably at maximum 12 designers, and we were managing three apps within GoDaddy. But at some point, I really liked building my own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I decided to, you know, pursue the idea that we've been thinking for a while. And, you know, having enough savings, that's what led into, you know, jumping into this entrepreneur journey, which is my first time doing it.
Yeah, the first time is always the most, you know, memorable. Now, when you, I can imagine as a designer and, you know, having really very much sort of hands-on kind of expertise and then going down the sort of the management route, and now you have to kind of more deal with managing people and having, you know, moved to Hawaii, and I'm sure most of your folks that were kind of reporting up to you were all distributed across the country, right? So it's a real management skill, not only the managing people, but across time zones.
Yeah, exactly. Half of our team was actually in South Africa, so it's the complete opposite of the time zone here.
Oh.
So I usually wake up. Yeah, our first meeting is 5 a.m. here.
Right, and how
that
many?
That would be 5 p.m.
Oh, yeah, so it's 12 hours different.
Exactly. But you know, working at GoDaddy has been one of the most fun as well. I met a lot of really cool people, really good designers, especially from the mobile from the mobile team. They're very talented.
Now, just out of curiosity, what got you decide to move to Hawaii? Why Hawaii?
You know, it always when we first visited Hawaii, you know, I'm Filipino, so it when we first visited, it always felt home, and you know, we feel connected right away, and so we've always dreamed of like just moving here, and the COVID just pushed us to decide on that.
Well, that's a great story, and you know, I think I'm glad we get a chance to kind of tell it here, you know, on Bite Marks Cafe. Now, when you actually kind of like pivoted, right, and not well, decided to move from corporate into like the startup world, what was the first app that you created? And this helps to tell a little bit about the kind of like the evolution of Holo Holo. So in fact, I don't even remember what your first app was called, but I know it was like a running app, right?
It's a walking app. It's actually called For Pedestrians, and actually it's the same name to our company name. It's called For Pedestrians, and yeah, it was inspired by my wife's walk in the Camino. So she walked last year. She walked the Camino. It's a 500-mile walk from France to Spain. And
Really?
it took her, it took her 38 days to finish the entire walk. And so that's where the idea came from because, of course, she wanted to remember all the places that she went, all the paths that she has taken. And then when she was walking long hours every day, she's probably walking like 8, 12 hours per day. So she was very tired and she wanted to reflect on her journey, but she's always tired, so there's no time to, you know, get your phone and
Oh,
you know, write down your thoughts.
right.
So that's where the idea of creating an app to automate let your phone remember where you went, basically. So we could remember where you went, all the places that where you've been, all the paths that you've taken, all the photos that you took as well. We combine those three automatically. And so that all you need to do is basically just reflect and add your thoughts. So that's pretty much the premise of the first app, which is not so different with what we're doing today.
So I do want to have you talk a little bit about that evolution from for pedestrian and I guess a walking app, which I want to ask you. I mean, do you differentiate a walking app versus a running app? But you know, let me ask you that right after this break, because we want you to hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Chris Cibico, co-founder of the Holo Holo app. And of course, he's telling us about his startup journey. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors PCAT, Pacific Center for Advanced Technology Training, and the Rice Partnership.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR One. I'm Bert Lum. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Chris Cibico, co-founder of the Holo Holo app. And of course, he's here to talk about the development of the app and the startup journey. And right before the break, you know, Chris, I wanted to also ask you, I mean, and you said that it was kind of inspired by your wife on this walk. Now, did you go on that walk as well?
No, just her.
Oh,
Just
just her. Okay. This is
yeah, just her.
okay. And then maybe share a little bit about who's part of the company for pedestrian, because I think your wife is part of the is one of the co-founders as well, right?
Yeah, so there's three of us. My wife Robbie, and Eric. Eric Noll, everyone met at Chosen Ji, actually, a local Zen temple here where we train martial arts.
Yeah, no, great. And then, you met there. Was the idea kind of like formed as a result of your guys meeting? And, you know, how did you choose who was going to be part of your team?
No, actually, it was just me thinking about it. I was trying to find a co-founder, a tech co-founder, because I'm a designer.
Mm-hmm.
And I could code a little bit, but not to a point where I could build my own app. So I needed a tech co-founder. It just so happened that during one of the work days, both Eric and I were assigned to carry logs across the stream in the dojo.
Okay.
So that's how we met, because we actually haven't met before because we don't train in the same class. So it just so happened that we were assigned to the same task, and then we got to talk about, hey, what do you do? And then he answered all the, you know, the questions that I've been wanting to hear it from a co-founder. So we went from there.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe share a little bit about, so Eric is the kind of the tech programmer, right, on the team. What is it that the application is actually built on?
It's built on Swift, which is the language for all the iOS apps.
And the app is, for the most part, available on the App Store, right? On the iPhone App Store.
Yes.
Now, when you started off thinking about For Pedestrian and it as a walking app, what was the trajectory in terms of, you know, getting the word out there, getting people to take a look at it? Was it, for the most part, kind of word of mouth, or, you know, how did you really think of kind of marketing it?
It's mostly word of mouth. We created a proof of concept back in June, just to answer the question of, is this actually possible to build? Because it's running 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
On the background, because it's listening to your location. And we also wanted to make it private, so everything is processed and saved on your phone only. We don't upload anything. So at first, we just wanted to answer one question: is it possible to build it?
Mm-hmm.
And once we have that, okay, this is possible, it's not killing your battery, and we're only saving on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
We started to build upon that. And then also another coincidence, Christina, my friend from the dojo, introduced me to Honolulu Tech Week.
Oh, okay,
and,
right.
And there was one event from the Tech Week. It's called Beta Boost, which you could release, or you could present your app so that, you know, the people can test your app.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much how we launch our kind of like version 2, that which is more it's good enough for public use.
Mm-hmm.
So for the first one is pretty much like a proof of concept.
And then, you know, when you did kind of like consider the Honolulu Tech Week. And this was, I'm trying to recall, this took place sometime around, what, the summer, right? The summer?
September.
Oh, September, okay. And then, and this was an event, and I had Mike Bennett on the show to talk about Honolulu Tech Week. And it was kind of a novel idea, right? Novel idea. You got the opportunity to spend the whole week kind of attending various events and panels and kind of like bringing the and networking, right? Bringing everybody together and you choose which things you want to participate in and you basically, you know, kind of like go for it, right? And this was it's kind of a new idea, because I mean there's been events taking place, you know, in Hawaii for many, many years. But I think the idea of a whole tech week was some kind of, it was a pretty novel idea. So anyway, so you got the, you got a chance to go check it out. You're thinking, you're probably thinking, you know, I'm going to just go to an event and then, you know, see who's there, see what they say, and see what comes of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me. You didn't expect anything, right?
I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. So,
no, I didn't. I thought it was just another tech event. I go to a lot of
right.
tech event in SF. But this one's different. It's, it really feels different. It's the community is so close. It's so small, but everyone's so supportive. And it pretty much opened a lot of doors for us. That's where we met Guy Kawasaki, actually, which is he's the reason why we changed our name to Holo Holo. It's his idea.
Well, okay, so you know, we've known Guy for many, many years. In fact, you know, he and I went to the same high school back in the dark ages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's been you know, he's been kind of like the go-to evangelist for the whole tech sector. And his claim has been being one of the first evangelists for Apple Computer, you know, way back in the early days with Steve Jobs and everything. And he's done really quite well. And you know, he's been kind of a go-to speaker, you know, here in Hawaii because of his, you know, origins from Hawaii. But, you know, if you would have asked me, Bert, do you think I'm going to be able to, you know, kind of like do anything with Guy, you know, because he's going to attend this? I would have probably thought, well, you know, he's been around long enough that, you know, it's probably a little old school by now. But I think you have a really interesting story that, you know, you actually met him. You know, you don't have any preconceived notions. You're coming in young, you know, fresh idea. And, you know, when I think about it, you know, going from Four Pedestrian and then Holo Holo, I mean, that is like almost marketing genius.
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, I haven't thought of it. We debated a little bit with Guy, like, what is Holo Holo? I'm, you know, because we have a different name, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now it feels right.
Well, you know,
That's why it's a good.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, okay, so, you know, if you're kind of like from Hawaii and you've spent a lot of time in Hawaii, I mean, Holo Holo is very much of a kind of an iconic word because, you know, it's like somebody might ask you, oh, where you went? And then you just tell them, oh, I went Holo Holo. And then, you know, that's like, oh, okay, that's enough. That's all I need to know, right? You went Holo Holo.
Yeah.
And there's so many images that come out as a result of, you know, just responding with that. And so, you know, when you compare like a name like Four Pedestrian, which sounds kind of pedestrian, and then you go to Holo Holo, you know, I mean, that's like pretty cool. So what is Guy provided you and the team, you know, in spite of the cool kind of name change? I mean, what has he given you as a maybe, you know, idea to pursue and to take the, you know, kind of app to the next level?
Well, there's a lot, but if I could just summarize one thing, mm-hmm. I think he changed the direction of being just a walking app into a save daily memories kind of app.
Oh, okay.
Because most of our users are using it to save memories anyways. They're not just using it to track their steps, you know, track their path. One of our users, Eileen, actually is using it to just have a mini journal mm-hmm. every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, that's the biggest one, is to shift the direction a little bit towards being more like a mini journal, automatic journal, save daily memories type of app. And it's, you know, it opened for everyone. Everyone can use it. And it's not just for long distance walkers, which was our original target.
Yeah, and now it makes sense, because of course you don't want me to be the marketing person, because I was telling everybody, oh, it's like a running app, but it's not a running app, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not really having memories as a result of going on a run, right? But you're definitely it's a different sort of kind of situation. If you're walking and maybe you're on a walking tour, or like your wife, you know, going on this pretty extensive walk. So I can see where, you know, the whole pivot in terms of what it is and how you market it and how you appeal to the idea of like a daily, kind of like a daily physical journal. I think that's great. Now, I want to get to a little bit about what you want to do in 2025. So I want to hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Chris Sibico, co-founder of the Holo Holo app. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, whose contributors help Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Anchor Systems Hawaii.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Chris Sibico, co-founder of the Holo Holo app. And of course, we're talking about the app development and the startup world. And what's in store for 2025? Now, you know, Chris, you've been, I love this story because, you know, it has elements of a lot of what I've sort of witnessed, you know, over the course of time, and you're in the midst of it. I love the idea that, you know, a lot of this kind of started at a Zen temple, you know, so tech can come, you know, out of inspiration, can come out of a Zen temple. That's a really great story in and of itself. But, you know, as you kind of now take Holo Holo to the next level, I know you mentioned a couple features, like, you know, the whole privacy feature. I thought was really good because a lot of things that people are concerned about is sort of their data, kind of like the data sovereignty, right? How do you make sure that the data that these apps are collecting still remain in your hands? And I think you've set that off. I mean, you've stated your policy right off the bat that it stays on your device, right?
Yes. So there's two important features. One is automatic. It's running in the background, so you don't have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is the where we save your data. So everything is saved locally on your phone. We don't upload anything. So you're pretty much in control of your data.
Mm-hmm.
So if you delete the app, you're pretty much deleting your data as well. So yeah, it's pretty simple. That's pretty much it.
So in terms of the features, right? The features. So you can download the app from the Apple App Store. It's a pretty easy, you know, setup, and it basically starts running. You just launch it, and it asks you if you want to, you know, run it in the background. So you just run it in the background, and if you're going on a hike, or you're, you know, going on a, let's say, stroll through Chinatown or something, what would you advise be the best sort of use characteristic? How would you not only take the walk, but you want to, if you take a picture or you want to write some thoughts, I mean, you want to make it something of a routine that you go back to the app and actually, you know, provide some of this information, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best way to use it is to just allow all the permissions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always, so you don't miss anything, and you keep the app in the background, and then, you know, just go about your normal day, take photos wherever you are. You go to a fancy restaurant, take some photos.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, you reflect on what happened. So, you know, I have data on my phone since July.
Mm-hmm.
And I could look back. I could pretty much look back to September and see the Honolulu Tech Week day by day and see what happens. And I could reflect, okay, this day is pretty important. So I'd say that's the value that you get from the app. It's like, whether you do something or not every day, if you want to reflect, you wouldn't start from a blank page. You
mm-hmm.
always have something, because you're always moving anyways. So you always have a location. You always have photos because you take photos. And, you know, you can see your path if you're walking outside. So you won't start with a blank page.
So do you intend to build, like, say, add-ons to the app that allow people to, you know, take that data and maybe put it into a, you know, like a say a nicely laid out diary or something, you know, or a photo journal or something. I mean, do you see leveraging, let's say, add-on applications to better display the data as people might wish to share it with others?
Yeah, actually, we just launched about 2 days ago. If you want to share, like, let's say you have a really good day,
mm-hmm.
and you have a really beautiful timeline because you've been, you know, cleaning it up and deleting or hiding photos that you don't want. And so let's say you have a really good timeline that you're proud of and you want to share it with your family or friends. We have one button mm-hmm. at the top right, and it's just share, and then it would just export as an image.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can send your entire timeline to anyone.
Cool. Now, I haven't asked you this, but how do you make money with your app?
We don't right now.
Okay. But you know, I'm sure a guy is going to tell you, you know, at some point in time, you got to make some money, right?
Yeah. So we have a couple of things in mind. I think the obvious one would be to go with a freemium model.
Mm-hmm.
So we start with the free versions right now, and then at some point we're going to add more premium features like ability to save, backup your data to cloud,
mm-hmm.
or maybe you want to do like a really fancy export. So
mm-hmm.
it's not just an image. It could be somewhere else that you can share it to. Or if you want to customize the look and feel of your app,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of things that we're thinking about in terms of building more premium features.
Do you intend to go the accelerator route?
We're actually thinking about it. We're thinking about joining Goo.
Okay.
On the next board, yeah.
And maybe what, implement some of these sort of enhancements over the course of your accelerator experience?
Yeah, I think so. What we haven't decided yet. Right now we're just focused on growing our users.
Right. And of course, I think coming up with some good sort of commercial business solutions might be good. I mean, options to make money. So, Chris, where can people download or find out more information about the HoloHolo app?
Oh, it's just so simple. Just go to holoholoapp.com. That's pretty much it. And then you can go from there.
Very good. So I'll put that up on our show notes. Exciting stuff, Chris. Thanks for... anyway, I'll say this. Chris Sibico, tech entrepreneur, co-founder of the HoloHolo app, and of course available at HoloHoloApp.com. And Chris, hey, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thanks so much, Bert.
And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about remote work in Hawaii. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on BiteMarksCafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HPR One every Friday or anytime via the HPR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, happy holidays, everybody. You stay safe. You stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.